from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number 2, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Keys to victory for Game 4 between the Celtics and the Mavericks. Game starts 4:30, coverage begins right here on ESPN 1320, your home of the NBA Finals. If there's a Game 5, we'll have that for you as well.
Monday.
Maybe. Well, we will have it. I'm just not super convinced there's going to be a Game 5.
I'm not either.
Okay, so let's get to keys to victory then. You have the Celtics, I have the Mavs, I got the short straw. Your key to victory number 1 for the Celtics, closing this thing out in 4.
Put your stars on display.
Mm.
Like, this is a moment. This is a moment. Go get your ring. I want to see Jason Tatum. I want to see Jaylen Brown. I want to see Drew Holiday. I want to see these guys just be so bright on the court that you can't look away.
Yep.
Just go out and have your moment.
Yep. Whether it's scoring baskets or distributing to open layups, open threes. Like, just those guys both have to, and I think they have, for the most part, put their mark on every single game. But this can't be a night where all of a sudden one of them's like, oh, I'm going to defer to you. No, I'm going to, like, no, man. And conversely, it can't be, oh, I'm Jason Tatum. I'm the best player. I'm going to go turn this into a blank show because I'm trying to get up 50 points tonight. I think if those two guys, if their two stars play the way they've been playing this entire series, I'm with you, man. That's a wrap.
Yeah, I think so too.
Key number 1 for me, hey Luka, play a little defense.
Just a little bit.
A little. That's the thing, is I'm not asking for Luka to turn into prime freaking Pippen here. This is not what I'm asking. I'm just asking him to I overcommitted and got crossed up, so now I'm just going to stand there. Or this guy is getting downhill and I'm going to throw my arms out and then literally step to the side and watch. No, man, I don't want any of that. I love that he tried to take a charge at the end of the game when he fouled out and he tried to take a charge on Jaylen Brown. I would love to see that early in the game. Eliminate the stupid frustration fouls and try and draw a charge. Be a little bit physical when somebody tries to go by you. Get into him a little bit and see if you can get away with a little bit of a hand check. Do anything other than what you've been doing.
Yeah, just give me something.
I need effort. That's it.
Give me something.
If there's a blow by, chase him down and try and affect the shot from high. There's so many things he can do differently that he's not doing. And also, stop defending nothing. How many times? Watch tonight, because I swear to God he'll do it. Watch Luka tonight when he's on defense. There'll be a play where the Celtics get the ball in the paint, and then they've got shooters out wide, and you'll see Mavs scrambling to shooters, and there's Luka standing there like, baseline, maybe a little bit closer to the free throw line, just 9 feet from the basket, defending nothing. Like, dog, get in somebody's hip pocket and stay there.
What I would like to see is him show some pride. Because that's what, I don't think he showed any pride on defense. And the other thing, I don't think he believes he has to play defense. You know, there's this great story about Jamal Crawford signing with the Portland Trailblazers. He almost signed with the Sacramento Kings on Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2011, I believe. It was like right out, coming out of the lockout. And he said, Nate McMillan said, I'm going to work with him on getting him to play some defense. And Jamal's just looking at me like, hey, coach, I don't do that. I feel like Luka has this, it's easy to put this on him because of like the smirk on his face all the time. Mm-hmm. He has this like aura about him that I'm too good to do that. I'm too good to play defense. And I'm not like, why is somebody calling me out about me not playing defense? I don't play defense. That's not what I do.
If that's the case, he's got to fix himself.
I get it.
He's got to get somebody to get through to him because he was playing defense in the last couple of rounds. He was at least there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's not going to be prime Scottie Pippen, but he's at least having some kind of impact. But yeah, nothing. Need something from him tonight.
Tough.
Number two for the Celtics.
Don't give Dallas even a glimmer of hope.
Yep.
Just crush their spirit early. And this thing, so everybody's just kind of like, we don't even wait around to see like the confetti drop. Yeah. Just put this team away because that's who they are and what they want to have happen at this point. You can feel like they're that that pet that's looking you in the eyes saying, it's time. Like, go take care of business.
Like, please explain further.
No, I don't need to explain further. Like, there comes a point where somebody shows you that they're not ready, that they're done, that they don't need to play anymore, that they can't do this anymore.
Your pet is ready to move on.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, yes. I was not. Okay.
Yes.
Scary. Yeah, man. If you let Dallas get in early, then you have a chance that Boston goes, all right, well, then we're just going to kind of kick this game. We're up 3-1 now. And then, I don't know. Complacency is where the only way that Boston loses this series. Or not loses this series, but starts losing a game or two. Put them away early. I like that one. Number two. Hey, Luka. Don't foul out. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I know he's going to get a couple fouls if he is playing aggressively on defense or whatever. But stop the stupid frustration fouls. Stop the stupid, I didn't get a call on this end, so now I'm going to be super physical on defense and they're going to call a foul on me so I can go over and tell them that that's what they're doing to me. Like, no, dude, none of that. The Mavericks need him on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, bar none. And if this is close at all, they need Luka on the court at the end of these games. They're just too easy to defend otherwise. So, Luka, don't foul out.
I don't think the NBA is going, like the officials, I don't think it's going to go that way. Like the four fouls in the fourth quarter.
We might see a hilarious whistle tonight.
Yeah. I think this is going to be one of those things where he's going to play. Mm-hmm. It's just whether or not it's a game or not.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Hey, the other crazy thing with the officials the other night was when Derek White, when they were up six with like 22 seconds left, and he tried to foul Tim Hardaway before the three because Joe Mazzulla is a up six with X amount of time left foul guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Derek White reach and grab his arm and then points at the ref like, I got him. And they didn't blow the whistle. Insane. Anyways, wow. Number three for the Celtics.
Sweep the leg. How do they close it out? Sweep the leg.
Just finish it!
Like, just like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, don't drag this out. Don't. Have anybody put this in question. Don't like all of a sudden we got to hear all weekend long how this could be the first time a team recovers from a 3-0 deficit, from an 0-3 deficit to win the NBA
discourse
title.
Would be brutal.
Just finish it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's what I would like to see.
Me too. Bury him.
Get over it. So tomorrow we can start on Saturday. The Sacramento Kings can officially start negotiating with Malik Monk.
Help us with content here.
Yes. And not the content of us just saying they're going to lose.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because what do we do Monday? What do we do Monday on the Insiders? 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Well, win in five, I guess. Although then I would be right.
Oh, yeah, me too. We both said.
Yeah, so we'd be right then.
As long as they win on Monday. and they don't blow a 3-0
stop.
Lead.
God, stop. Number three for me. Hey, Luca. Stop foul grifting. Like, seriously, he is way too talented. This is always my frustration with James Harden. James Harden is one of the best scorers we've ever seen in basketball. Like, flat out. And yet, he would get by his defender because his first step was great. He'd get into the lane. And you've seen him fit it. And then he goes through and he does the thing where he holds the ball out and then throws the ball up in the air and throws it. It sucks. It's a terrible brand of basketball. And in the finals, you're not going to get those calls. Like dog, I hope Luka watched some film and went, you know what? I don't think this is going to happen. I think he's going to try and foul grift all game long. And I think that's going to be part of the reason they lose. But hopefully, he looks back at this series and goes, hey, I'm not getting calls on here. I'm just going to go dominate. I'm going to get to a spot and I'm going to get a shot up. That's what he's very good at. Just go get shots up. Stop trying to get foul calls.
Yeah, just play.
Just play.
Just roll the ball out there. Just go. Like, stop worrying about everything else. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but in the last series, it just looked like Luka figured it out. Like, he found his joy. Like, he was so excited to be there. Like, he was having a good time. I know losing isn't going to, like, foster that idea of having a good time. Yeah. I get it. You're not having a good time. You're getting beat. But, you know, game one was like lopsided. The other two games have been relatively close. Like, this is basketball. You're in it. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Don't give in. Don't give up. And stop foul grifting. Like, go play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Don't just sit there and complain. Nothing is happening to you. You've allowed this to happen. Go out there and play defense. Go out there and make your teammates better. Go out there and hit the big shots and you know, go out there and put on a show for your home crowd one last time this season, maybe. Yep. And you know, at least go out fighting, not complaining and whining.
Do something memorable in this finals.
He has so far.
Do something memorable that your fans will want to remember.
Yes.
In this final. Go have a triple-double and score 40. And hey, maybe you get a win and people go, hey, lost the series, but man, that Luka game four was incredible.
That's what we're going to see more of that in the coming years.
Yes. Even if they lose, hey, man, God, that last Luka game, he figured it out. Can't wait for the next time he's in the finals. He's got it all. But if he just goes out and it's like, he had 27, 10 and 6, but he tried to foul grift the whole time and the Celtics won by 15. Mm. And no one's going to remember that. So, all right, Celtics at Mavericks tonight, and then Saturday, we've got Yankees at Red Sox at 3:30. Sunday, we've got more Yankees Red Sox, that's at 3:00. And then, of course, if there is a Game 5, we'll have that for you on Monday. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. This is ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader, your home of the NBA Finals.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Bob Cousy getting spicy. Like Kyrie's... Bob Cousy getting spicy. My bad.
Yes, he is.
I turned my mic off because I was sitting at the break, and so I turned my mic off to adjust it because when I move the mic, it makes noise.
Okay.
And so I turned the mic off to adjust it and then didn't turn it back on when I went to start talking. For those of you who want to be in radio or in some form of media, just always make sure your mic's on.
Okay.
Key component of this job.
It is kind of
a key
component.
You're welcome for that insight. I usually charge for that kind of advice.
Bob Cousy got a little spicy, just basically saying that the legacy of Kyrie Irving is definitely being damaged by his play in the finals, and that just kind of in the hierarchy of things that you no longer look like you're one of the superstars of the league. And he told this to the Boston Globe. And I'd also point out Bob Cousy is 95 years old and speaks his mind and would love nothing more than to see his Boston Celtics win number 18, hang banner number 18. So good stuff.
Yeah, man. I think that the assessment was probably correct in the first couple of games, but Kyrie, 13 of 28 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, made all 5 of his free throws and scored 35 points in game 3. He's pretty good.
Oh, I thought he was really good in game 3, but you can't not show up in game 1 and game 2.
Yeah.
And to Kuzi's point, he also added that they're doing this one-on-one. They're not having to trap him.
Yeah.
Like, they're stopping him one-on-one, and mm-hmm. that's not something that would happen to a superstar, typically.
Yeah, it's tougher when you're a smaller player who can't go physically just impose their will on a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what you're seeing with Kyrie. When he does get past his man, it's just hands and arms and length, in the paint and inside the arc, that it's tough for him to operate in the way that he typically does. He figured it out in game 3. We'll see if he figures it out here in game 4 as well. But yeah, man, that was something that Steph Curry always dealt with too, where, yeah, he's not LeBron. He's 6'8", 280, and can just, hey, nothing's working, I'm just going to barrel my way to the rim, and I'm going to get a layup or a foul or both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're going to take over this game. There's ways he does it, and there's ways Kyrie Irving will take over games. But it's just, when you're 6, what's Kyrie, 6'2"?
I
walked past him at Golden 1. He is not. I am not a tall person, and he is not significantly taller than me.
Yeah, would they list him at 6'2"? I would be surprised if that's his actual height.
Yeah,
6'1".
Yeah. Like, so anyway, but he's going against Derek White, who's a legit 6'5".
Yep.
You've got Jaylen Brown, who's 6'7". Jason Tatum, who's 6'9". He's going up against all these defenders who are so much bigger than he is. And even if they're not trapping, there are hands around him at all times.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody's going to look back at Kyrie Irving's legacy after this and go, well, that one finals. I think
his legacy is much more complicated than that.
I agree.
But this complicates it further. Yeah.
But if he had been awesome in the first 3 games, maybe it's 2-1 right now. 2-1 Boston.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Good idea or bad idea before we get to Mark Jones. Mark Jones, Kings broadcaster, coming up in about 10 minutes. Good idea or bad idea. 3 things going on in the world, and we decide if that thing is a good idea or bad idea. Hey, the Jaguars paid Trevor Lawrence, as our caller George alluded to earlier. 5 years, up to $275 million, $142 million guaranteed. It is a top 3 quarterback contract in terms of guaranteed money. Good idea or bad idea to shell out all this money for Trevor Lawrence?
This is a tough one, man. You have to.
I don't think it's that tough.
You have to.
Yes.
But
it is a good idea for me.
Yeah, I think that, like, getting him to the point where, like, he's actually winning, and, you know, that, like, I think you were still waiting for Trevor Lawrence to fully arrive in the NFL. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't. But I don't think it was on Trevor Lawrence.
No.
That they didn't make the playoffs this past year. Trent Baalke's their GM. Trent Baalke stinks, bro. Like, that's their problem. When you have a quarterback that you think can win games, you pay them. That's why Brock Purdy is significantly less talented than Trevor Lawrence, but Brock Purdy is going to get more money than Trevor Lawrence, because that's just how it goes at that position.
Yeah.
If every time you had a quarterback where you're like, I'm not really sure if he's a guy, okay, let Trevor Lawrence walk, let someone else pay him, and then you try and find someone else. Go ahead. Try and find somebody who's going to be that much better, because the level of quarterback that we're talking about when we say Trevor Lawrence has got to prove it is like Patrick Mahomes, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks that have proven it time and time again that they're going to go win you a Super Bowl. But for everybody else, it's like, can this guy get there with the right pieces around him? Then, yeah, you're paying that guy.
No,
flat out.
I get it. I just, you know, again, 58 touchdowns for his career, 39 interceptions. His winning record, his record is not great. He's 20-30 as a starter.
We tossed the Urban Meyer season.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Punt that to the moon. Then his second year, they went to the playoffs, and they had that big comeback against the Chargers, where they beat LA and in that game. And then he had the year where he had a bunch of interceptions, but so many of them were off his receivers' hands or off of their face masks, where you're going, man, this is just not on him. I haven't seen enough bad Trevor Lawrence to be like, oh yeah, you can't pay that guy.
No,
he's a good player.
I think you have to. I mean, clearly you have to pay him, and this is the same. I mean, Brock Purdy's numbers are better, no question.
Yeah, But
he also plays for a much better team.
I was going to say.
And he has much better weapons.
Yes, I would love to see them switched.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be interesting.
The 49ers would be way better. It's flat out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly close either. Number two. The Chiefs might have a typo on their Super Bowl rings.
Oh, no.
This isn't really a good idea or a bad idea. But Pro Football Talk pointed this out today that in the inscription on the inside of their rings, it has the score of all their playoff games, and then it has the seed of the team they beat. So Dolphins were the 6th seed, Bills were the 2 seed, Ravens were the 1 seed, Niners were the 1 seed. And on Dolphins, it has 7. If you remember, the Dolphins were the 6th seed.
Mm.
Steelers were the 7th seed.
That's just disrespectful.
You got beat by the Bills. So I'm really hoping that they did not make the rings that way. That'd be tough. Hey, so bad idea not proofreading your rings beforehand. That's how I'm going to spin that one for good idea, bad idea. This is just a thing I wanted to mention and didn't think we needed to talk that much about it.
All right. No, it sounds good. It's a bad idea to like have an error on something that's supposed to be for, but
unless like there was a typo on one of them and then they went, oh shoot, we have to change it. And so there's one mistaken Super Bowl ring out there.
Oh,
that'd be worth a lot.
It would be worth a lot.
I'd want that one. Give me the typo one.
One of one.
It's not your name. It's Chris Jones. I want the typo one. Number three. Domantas Sabonis switching from number 10 to number 11. Good idea or bad idea?
You know, look, I think that there are certain things that mean something to people that like we can't measure, like what something means to somebody else.
Yes.
And yes. I think that the fact that his father played with number 11, him and his father are very close, Domantas Sabonis and Arvydas Sabonis, they're very close. And I mean, he named his daughter 11, you know, like, yeah, sometimes something means something to somebody. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to like understand why it means so much to them.
As a person with tattoos, I totally agree.
Yeah, I think that this is something that does. It means something to him. And if it does, and he was able to do this respectfully and mm-hmm. get the blessing of the Davies family and everything else, then I'm okay with it.
I would love to talk to him about the naming his daughter 11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a character in Stranger Things.
Of course.
Was named 11 because she was an experiment and she was number 11.
Yep.
And they call her L and all this. I would love to know if that was a factor at all. Or if this has been just the plan for him for as long as they have been like, yeah, hey, we're gonna have a child.
Yeah, if we have a daughter.
If we have a girl, I'm naming it 11. And that's what I've been saying since I was 15. Or was that just a thing where they saw Stranger Things and they were like, great idea. Or is this something they've always wanted to do? And then Stranger Things came out and they were like, oh, did they waffle at all?
Mm.
Did that strengthen their drive to do it? I don't know. I gotta know. I'm so fascinated.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Great idea to change from 10 to 11. I get why it took a couple years to kind of get there. But like I said, if you're the Davies family and this isn't
disrespectful.
No, and it's not Mo Harkless. You know, it's a player who has been here, who has put up all NBA numbers, who has been an all NBA player twice, who should have been an All-Star twice. This is the kind of player that you want representing that. So
yeah,
and it means something to him too. So yeah. Really, really cool, great idea by Domas, and hopefully people out there with Domas jerseys are able to get a new one.
There you go.
Unless you're like, hey, now it's a retro, now it's a throwback.
I don't think that is going to matter all that much.
Probably not.
Number 10, number 11. It's okay.
Yeah, they're all right there. You'll see. I guarantee you'll see this at Golden 1 this year. People with the tape over the 0. Just make it a 1. Free there idea is. For anybody out there that doesn't want to buy a new Domas jersey. All right, we got to hit a break. Coming up, Mark Jones, Kings broadcaster, ESPN broadcaster. You know him, you love him. He's coming up next on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, James Hamm, Kyle Madsen, and voice of the Sacramento Kings, Mark Jones. The Sacramento Kings, you hear them all over ESPN. Joining us now, Mark, how's it going, man?
Outstanding, outstanding, man. Enjoying this time of the summer, I get a chance to really be a fan and plan my days around the playoff games and now the finals, and when the NBA is not on, enjoying watching the WNBA, and it's a good time to China. Just kind of exhale a little bit, get out and watch some guys work out in and around the city of Miami, different gyms, a bunch of NBA players, a couple of our own guys. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It looks like tonight might be our last NBA game. Not sure how many more we're going to get.
Sure is trending that way. It sure is trending that way. And I'm thinking Minnesota's got to be kicking themselves right now. I get the feeling that they've exhaled a little bit too much after beating Denver. You know, that 20-point comeback, game seven on the road. And before they knew it, they were down 2-0 against Dallas, and it was over. But, you know, Boston proved during the regular season they're the best team in the NBA. And, you know, I think Dallas's problems are, this is not a newsflash, exacerbated by the fact that, you know, you got a couple of weak links defensively, and they've got five guys, the Celtics, that force you to guard them all the way out to the three-point line. There's no Gobert. There's no Josh Giddey. There's nobody that they can cheat off of, and that's why you've had, you know, the uproar of late, too, about Luka's defense.
When we you talk about the uproar over Luka's defense, were you taken aback a little bit by Wendy? I know he's a colleague and everything else, but
yeah,
I thought that the moment, the stage, it was like, whoa, that's coming in hot. And I was okay. I think everything he said was honest and truthful.
Yeah.
And it's something that we say on the radio all the time, but just where it was, the timing and everything else, it was like, it was a bit jarring.
Yeah. You know what? Because it's on the final stage, I think if more people, James and Kyle, were more people in the media were honest with themselves about what we had seen from Luka during the course of the regular season, the previous season, and the one before that, this is not a departure from the way that he's played defensively. I think because the stakes are a lot higher now, it's a little bit more visible. But, you know, Windy said everything that was true. He just said the quiet part out loud. I mean, Luka set a historically bad blow-by rate in game two. And you don't need analytics if you know basketball. I mean, there's no defense that says, okay, just let them run, drive by you. I mean, there's a thing called you shade towards help or you tilt the floor towards the help. But there's no defense that says stand straight up and down and let the guy go around you. There's nothing like that. And I can remember Jason Kidd telling me, going back to last year in a game that I did with the Mavericks, he said, you know, Mark, we asked Luka, give me 2.5, 3 seconds of effort. And after 3 seconds, we'll send help if you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's getting to 3 right now. I don't think he's getting to 2 right now. I'm not sure that they're getting past 1.5.
Yeah.
And the video kind of tells the story there. And Boston's got all 5 guys that can score. Number 1 historically in offensive rating. Number 2 in defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they just come at you in waves. And all it takes is one guy to compromise the defense. And you activate the blender and you got him in rotation like rotisserie chicken, man. It's all, you know.
Mark Jones, voice of the Kings. Yeah, you mentioned like help defense implies that you're doing something first. Like what Luke is doing is you do it defense. I'm not gonna do anything. Yeah. And what was the frustrating part to me the other night was he had all the bad frustration fouls where he's picking up 4 in the fourth quarter, but with 5, that's with 4 minutes left in a tight ball game. That's when he decides he's going to try and draw a charge. It's ugly.
Was not in position. Almost. It was weird. Like it felt like, it felt like the moment was a little big for him there. Mm-hmm. You know, the poise that we've seen from him throughout the years down the stretch was not there. It felt, you know, if you're going to relate Luka to a certain player, it felt kind of Harden-esque in some of the ways that, you know, James hasn't had great fortune in the postseason sometimes, especially at that end of the floor. And when they most needed him for those last 4.5 minutes, he wasn't on the floor. And I'm not sure how you remedy that. You know, maybe it's just maturity and maybe he turns the corner at the defensive end. But, you know, you see all the cut-ups on the internet now of him getting blown by. And the best thing is not to put yourself on the film like that. And I know Jason Kidd is honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that this has to be, like Windy alluded to, a little bit of a reckoning for him.
Yep.
You know,
Mark, I feel a little bit bad about the way that that all of the blame, well, everything is kind of shifted to Luka, and it's not about Luka as much as is, I think it's taking away a little bit from just how good the Celtics are. And, you know, the debate here, we keep seeing it change. Now the latest debate is like not whether Tatum and Brown are Batman and Robin. Who's Batman? Who's Robin? But maybe they're both superheroes. Like, I think that this entire debate just keeps changing. But I think that the Luka distraction has taken away from the greatness that we're seeing from a team that they were better than everybody all year long. We just didn't give them their respect. And now we're seeing it play out like in front of all of us. Like, this is the best team in the league, bar none. And they might be the best team for 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah. I agree, James. I the thing that really appeals to me about Boston is the fact that their ability to not just score at an historically high offensive rating rate, but defend, number 2 in defense. You've got, at one point during the last couple of games, I saw a sequence where, you know, Drew Holiday was sticking Luka and Dallas got a switch. And then Derek White, the other all-defensive team member, is picking up Luka. So when you look at what we're trying to do in Sacramento, right, really kind of institute a defensive culture mindset, when you look at Boston and the success they've had on that side of the basketball at that end of the court, it really gives credence to you just can't lean into offense and expect to win because it doesn't work. Yep. It doesn't work because if you're not guarding people – you'll ultimately get exploited. Now, ultimately, you want the best balance, and Boston has it in spades. I mean, all of their guys, they're so good, they're at the point where you can't figure out, like you said, who their alpha is, right? Is it Tatum? Is it Brown? You know, Drew Holiday, I would argue, for the first couple of games of that series was just as important beyond the stat sheet and the points and the rebounds and assists as anybody else. Here's a guy that defends the ball at one end of the floor, and on the other end of the floor, he's in the dunker spot. Who else does that? I mean, when you put together a conglomerate of versatile players the way they have, they're virtually unbeatable.
Yeah. Talking with Mark Jones, TV voice of the Sacramento Kings. You also hear him all over ESPN. Yeah, man, that's the thing with the Celtics is not only do they execute their defensive game plan almost perfectly on a possession-by-possession basis, but then they just also have the perfect group of players. Like we were talking about, hey, how can the Kings replicate a little bit of what the Celtics are doing? And it's just, it's impossible because there's not that many dudes in the league who can do all those things that they do. You just can't reconstruct this team.
Yeah. I saw, I spoke to a buddy of mine that sent me some video of, he works with Drew in the summertime. And, you know, you get a guy like Drew Holiday, he's not in the gym getting up, you know, 500 threes every day. Mm-hmm. He's in the gym working on defense. He's got guys playing, he's playing one-on-one against, practicing his angles, moving his feet, fighting over screens, throwing his hips out. It just takes a special type of player and a group of those type of players to be impactful. And I like the model that the Celtics are creating in the NBA right now, where maybe we're getting away from the super team model. You know, maybe it's more about having three, four, five guys that are all in double figures, you know, scoring and can contribute at both ends of the floor. And roster versatility, I would hope at this point, replaces, you know, the old case model that we're coming from.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Outside, you broke some news yesterday. It looks like Sacramento Kings power forward Trey Lyles is going to try out for, has been invited to Team Canada camp. Yes?
Yeah. Yes, yes. You know, I have two passports still, right? I have
of course.
A Canadian passport and an American passport. So
what a flex.
When the USA beats Canada, it's, yay, USA, if Canada beats USA, yay, Canada. I admit, I'm the ultimate homer. It doesn't get any better.
It's fine. It's
right
fine.
Now, I'm Canadian.
You can do that when you have two passports. That's fine.
That's right.
Dual citizenship is a great thing. But, yeah, Trey's, you know, he's been in the gym in Sacramento for the last 3 weeks. Prior to that, been working out in Los Angeles. And he's really familiar with the offense that Basketball Canada is going to run, because Jordy runs pretty much the same stuff that we run in Sacramento with the five out, the four that they call the base offense. And, you know, now there's, James, you know this too. They've got a part of the offense that we have in Sacramento called a Canada cut. When the guy cuts through and on the dribble handoff, dribble towards the wing, the guy cuts through. That's called a Canada cut. So now there's literally going to be a Canada cut in the Canadian team offense. But the competition at his spot is going to be pretty tight when you look at, you know, Ken Birch, Olynyk, you know, they've got some pretty talented stretch bigs, even though I think that Trey should make it. He would have played last year too, except for the fact, you know, he had the pending free agency, and sometimes guys don't want to mess with that kind of situation. Just like Valanciunas, he's not playing for Lithuania this year. And it's going to be a deal where, you know, he's going there with Trey Lyles going there with a clear head, great body, healthy, and I would guess that he's going to make the squad. Canada's in a very tough group, but, you know, the familiarity that he has with Jordy is really going to pay off for him.
I can't wait for this summer. I'm so excited for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a sucker. I want to watch this Team USA team so bad. I know there are people who want to see the younger guys and whatnot, but no, I'm here for it. Give me all these legends one more time.
One
I'm
last
with
time.
You, Kyle. I'm with you. I want to see. Steph has never played in
never
the Olympics. I watched him play in the World Championships once before. Watched him play on the FIBA under-19 team once before, but never in the Olympics. And, you know, I think they've got a really good blend of guys. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about Embiid. I would expect that he's going to play. And I think that was our weakness the last time out in the World Championships. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a big that could compete with some of the other bigs and, you know, guys that could stay in front of other people. You know, that's why Drew Holiday was so important in the last Olympic gold medal that USA basketball won. So I'm like you, man. I don't care what the time zone difference is. I'm up watching those games at every moment.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, we can't keep you all day, but we do have this Sabonis swapping numbers story. He's going from number 10 that he's worn in Sacramento for the last couple of years to number 11. Certainly, it has a great deal of meaning to him and his family. His dad wore number 11. His daughter's named 11. Just what do you make of this? And, you know, even maybe the idea of retired numbers and how they should be treated.
Man, it's interesting. You know, under David Stern's older NBA, you remember you had to file an application to change your number. And I'm not sure they've given a lot of, levity to that. They've bypassed that procedure and kind of overlooked it of late. Guys have, you know, Dame Lillard last year got to wear his number in Milwaukee. And, you know, you have guys exchanging numbers now, sometimes at a price. So I think the NBA's backed off on that, which I have no problem with that. I understand the whole merchandising argument with the league, and you know, you've got certain licenses that you have to stick to a certain formula, but I'm happy for Domas, and I think it's fantastic that he's doing that to honor his family, in particular his dad, you know, who Hall of Famer, legend of the game. And I know that Domas is overseas working out, getting ready for the world champ for the Olympics, you know,
hanging out,
getting ready for the Lithuania training camp.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Doug in Spain.
Tough.
Yes.
Tough life. Yeah.
Where can we get one of the gigs?
Yeah.
Eating some good paella after training, right?
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
I you know what? I will fall on this sword. I will go to Spain and play basketball for money.
I will
do that.
I'll go there and just be like their social media guy. Like, okay. That sounds good to me.
I would love that.
Mark Jones, thank you so much for taking some time out of your offseason to hang out with us. We'll do it again soon, all right?
Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Catch up soon.
Yep, there he goes. Mark Jones, voice of the Sacramento Kings and ESPN. You can hear him all over the place. Oh, there you go. And doing some WNBA as well. Can't wait to hear him on that.
He does so many games. It's so crazy.
It is. There are so many times where I'll just, because, you know, if you're a sports fan, you probably do this at home. It's 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, and you're just like, I'll just throw the TV on to throw whatever sports are on. I'll be like, oh, Mark Jones is on the call. Sure. Why not?
You know what I dig about Mark? Like, we've had conversations. He came on Off the Record with the Kings Beat Virtual Happy Hour one time. And like, he'll just sit there on the couch and like yell at the TV. And then like, oh, that sounded cool. And he'll write it down. Like his catchphrases and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like stuff that like basic sports fans like watch like, oh my goodness, like you were watching something great happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, oh no, that's, I've got to throw that into my bag.
It's great.
Yeah. He travels more than anyone that I've ever met. I don't know how he goes from one place to the next. And a lot of these college,
probably an airplane.
Well, no, a lot of these college football games, you got to fly into one city and drive 5 hours to get to some.
Oh yeah. Like these small tiny town. Little colleges. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I mean, there is no tiny college that Mark Jones would cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
But certainly some of the big colleges are nowhere near an airport.
That's what I meant. Tiny college towns.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, he travels the world. Absolutely the best of the best and good dude.
Sorry, we're coordinating on the handoff.
Right? Oh, got it.
somebody save us. Don, you're on the Insiders. Take us into the weekend.
This is not Don.
Oh, sorry, who is this?
This is Javier from Vacaville.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Mr. Ham, how you doing, sir? How you doing?
Good, how are you, Javier?
I'm all right. So, I know the chat is going crazy with hate, but it's all relative. So, my question, I had two serious trade proposals. I just want to see what you guys think. I think this would be the way to promote the Kings into a 51 team. And the trade includes the Kings first calling, the Washington Wizards, and it would be Landry Shamet, Kyle Kuzma coming to Sacramento, and the Kings send simply
come on, Hoff.
Chris Duarte, Sasha Vezenkov, first round pick, and Davion Mitchell, the 13th pick in the 2024 NBA draft. Then
Jesus. Okay. Well, no, that's enough. That's one trade proposal is enough. That was a lot.
It was.
I'm not giving up all that for Kuz.
Okay. Well, that and Javier's got to know, like, you can't call right at the end of the show on a Friday.
Yeah, dude, you got to make a play. It's time for the handoff. Damian Barling in the building. What's up, Damian? Oh, but right as you were taking it.
It's good.
That's my bad.
No, it's good. What's
sorry.
Up,
no, you know, just scrambling here to try and figure out how to do a radio show.
No, it's good. I think a lot of people in this building are doing that, but it's good.
Oh, word?
Yeah. It's all good, though.
Okay.
We're here.
Did you see the guy from 13 Reasons out there?
I don't know what that is, but there are a lot of... I almost text you guys this morning, like, please hide the donuts. There is an uncomfortable amount of people do in the building today.
Oh, no.
And I didn't, because I thought that would be like a jerk-off move, but...
Did you lose it?
The they're donuts? All gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of randos here.
Oh.
That's my bad.
No, it's not. It's not.
It.
No, I did, and I thought, don't, because- like... That, but I thought that was kind of trash to tell you to like hide the donut.
No, but if you'd been like, save me a donut.
Because I do like legit get excited for donut. It's actually not good. I very much despise the two of you for that.
Dude,
I
you feel could just like, tell me like, hey,
I've
man,
never done
save
crack,
me a donut.
But it has to feel like this when Friday gets here and you don't get donuts. It's like, oh, is this what, man, what's my man's name in The Wire?
Oh.
The
Bubbles?
No. Bubbles. Is this what Bubbles felt like? Bubs. Not good, man.
Well, if it's any, you know, that
Bubs was a good turnaround story, though.
Yeah, it was. Great character.
Phenomenal.
It's very possible that the guy that was in two Goosebumps movies stole your donuts. So maybe that.
It's a good point.
Okay.
I also went a show called 13 Reasons Why. Also made an appearance in 2.5 Men. We went through his whole IMDb.
Okay, the crazy part is the thing I might be the most familiar with is 2.5 Men.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I've never
shocking
seen Goosebumps
to me.
Or 13 Reasons or
that,
13
that does not
Reasons Why.
Me.
Yeah, his IMDb is really extensive. He's been in a lot
He's
of things.
He's been in so much things. So many things.
Salute. Well, there's a lot of very, very excited people here to see him.
Yeah, no, clearly.
And there's going to be a lot more than the ones that you see right now. There is a good deal of people downstairs ready to get up.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of
people. Hopefully I'm out of here.
We got to get out of here. Yeah,
I believe it starts at 12.
Oh,
great.
You can get out of here if it'll help you.
No, it's fine. We can. I got nowhere to be. I do, but not till later, so I got you.
No, you're good.
We'll hang out. The final send tonight?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I thought, you know, this could get interesting if they got game three, but they you know, they threw a hell of a punch in the third quarter, or excuse me, in the fourth quarter, but that was it. I mean, Boston is better. Boston has been better, and a salute to Dallas for getting here, and I've tried to be very honest with this. I don't think the conversation is different if it's Minnesota. I don't think the conversation is different if it's Denver. I don't think the conversation is different if it's any other team in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Celtics' year. This is how good they are. This is how good they've been.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I think Mark Jones made such a good point about just they have five guys that can defend and they don't have to worry about switching. They have so few things that they have to worry about that other teams have to worry
and
about.
And they're really good offensively.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have all of those guys who could do that defensively, but they're really, really good offensively too.
That feels like the difference. Like Minnesota was fine offensively, but there were certain guys where you're going, all right, it's Nikhil Alexander-Walker hoisting that three. Like, okay, we're fine with that.
Yeah.
Whereas with Boston, there's nobody.
Nah, you're not comfortable
not
with
not a
anything.
Single person. Mm-hmm. And they hoist 53s a game. Like, they just know what they are. They know what they're good at.
And they know if it's not falling for them, they can get stops on the other end.
Yep.
Like, some people, you know, that could happen, you know, in Golden 1 Center where you're relying on that three because you can't get the stop on the other end. They're just like, oh, if it doesn't fall, like, we'll just get a stop. Like, eventually we're going to wear them down.
Yeah.
And they have been right for 90 some odd games or whatever it is at this point.
What do you guys got coming up on D'Lo and KC?
Man, there's a lot. You're the insiders.
Yeah.
Kyle Mattson, we'll James Hamm, Gus Armstead is here. Connor Sutton's going to join us. Will Z's going to join us. So it's
it's
D'Lo and KC and friends today.
Love that. D'Lo and KC and friends coming up. They will take you to 4 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, it's me and James on the NBA Finals pregame, and then coverage begins at 4:30 right here on ESPN 1320. We will be back with you on Monday at 10. Until then, drink water and be nice to people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.